is Dr. Alex Mann speaking. I'm just dropping in to send you a voice note about coffee and about dry fasting. So the reason you shouldn't drink coffee in this fast, one of the biggest reasons is to heal from adrenal fatigue. Now, in the dry fast process, your body secretes all kinds of hormones and it goes into a survival state, effectively. It's a state of starvation. So if you give yourself a stimulant at 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, and again 10 or 11 with coffee, which is a stimulant, you know, caffeine stimulates the secretion of noradrenaline from the adrenal glands, which sit on top of your kidneys, and they basically ramp up the whole endocrine system, which is connected to your brain and your thyroid and your immune system. So if you're constantly stimulating this, then your body is put into a very high state of functioning. This isn't good for healing. It puts you in fright, flight, or fight mode, the three F's. So when we're in nature and we're threatened by a predator, our body goes into a survival state called the three F state, the fright or flight. When you're in the state, it's not good for healing. It's not good for the parasympathetic nervous system, your digestive organs, your muscles, your brain, your body's elimination organs, like your kidneys and your colon and your bladder and your lungs as well. Your breathing becomes faster on coffee, shorter, not deeper and slower and relaxed. So in a body that is cleaning, that is being cleaned, that has mucus, the coffee is going to disrupt your body's ability to detoxify and to lose weight as well. So I would not recommend continuing consuming coffee with this next challenge, and I would highly recommend you try to remove coffee and be strict with yourself, because you will notice changes in how your brain functions, your mood, the levels of stress and anxiety that you might have very, very soon after stopping coffee, maybe about a week. And if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling exhausted, then you might have to start working with things like ashwagandha. I'll send the name to Claudia, she can pass it on to you. Ashwagandha, ginseng, astragalus, these are herbs that need to be focused on if you're craving coffee and you're needing a stimulant. That is the main reason for not consuming coffee. The dry fasting is very important. What happens is your body becomes starved of water, and water is a very essential nutrient. We may not be able to hold our breath for much longer than 2 or 3 minutes without oxygen, but we're also not able to go on without consuming water for a few days or a week. So what the body does is it turns on itself. It starts to look for unhealthy cells, weak cells, that it can effectively eat and utilize the water and the nutrients contained within those cells. So the process of dry fasting is also known as autophagy, automatic phagocytosis, which is basically your body consuming itself for nutrients. This is where the weight loss happens. So it's very important that you stick to the dry fasting and try not to break it. If you're getting very thirsty, then small sips of water are okay to clear a dry mouth or just to help your kidneys a bit. But sticking to the dry fast will increase your craving for raw, high water content foods, which will keep you more disciplined and dedicated to the diet, to the system. Hope you've enjoyed this voice note, and more to come in the future. Good luck.